Class 4, Subject, English Language, Topic, Subject and Predicate. Today, we are going to start with a new topic, which is Subject and Predicate on page 7. Now, what is Subject and Predicate? The part of the sentence that tells us who or what the sentence is about is called the subject. The subject performs the action denoted by the verb. The rest of the sentence is called the predicate. The predicate contains the verb. In the subject of a sentence, we name the person or thing we are going to talk about. For example, I am going to the playground. Here, who are we talking about? I. So in this sentence, I is the subject. In the predicate of a sentence, we say something about the person or thing. For example, I am going to the playground. What am I doing? Going to the playground. So in this sentence, am going to the playground is the predicate. No sentence is complete without a subject and a predicate. In most sentences, the subject usually comes before the verb. For example, number one, you have broken my pencil. In this sentence, have is the verb. And what comes before the verb? That is you. So you is the subject and have broken my pencil is the predicate. Number two, I am going to the US next month. In this sentence, am going is the verb. And what comes before the verb? I. So I is the subject and am going to the US next month is the predicate. But in some sentences, the subject does not come before the verb. In imperative sentences, the subject is implied. For example, number one, please sit down. In this sentence, sit is the verb and we add you before the verb. So the sentence is, please you sit down. So in this sentence, you is the subject and please sit down is the predicate. Number two, don't make a noise. In this sentence, don't make is the verb. And we add you before the verb. So the sentence is, you don't make a noise. So in this sentence, you is the subject and don't make a noise is the predicate. In exclamatory sentences, the subject comes before the verb. For example, number one, what a great singer she is. In this sentence, is the verb. And what comes before the verb? That is she. So in this sentence, she is the subject and what a great singer and is the predicate. Number two, what an awful dream I had last night. In this sentence, had is the verb. And what comes before had? That is I. So I is the subject and what an awful dream and last night is the predicate. In interrogative sentences, the subject comes after the verb. For example, are you ready to go? In this sentence, are is the verb. And what comes after the verb? That is you. So you is the subject and are ready to go is the predicate. Number two, where are the cupcakes? In this sentence, are is the verb. And what comes after the verb? The cupcakes. So in this sentence, the cupcakes is the subject and what and are is the predicate. So with this, we come to the end of explanation. Thank you.